Hey there. We are excited that you've decided to embark on the Vocal Straw journey with us. As we have stated earlier on the website, we need to make sure that you have the appropriate size catered just for you. You are unique, and one size does not fit all voices. When finding the right size diameter, you may need to play around with it on a daily basis, because there are many things that are out of our control in the human body, and your exploration will determine what size straw you need at any given time. Things like allergies, lack of sleep, heavy voice use, menstruation, coughing, and many other components will determine which straw is helpful to use. In order to begin, we need to talk about laryngeal position. Our first exercise is for you to notice and experience what a resting larynx feels like. Although the larynx moves while you sing, you want to make sure that it isn't resting at an extreme position. Place your hand on your larynx, or your Adam's apple, and now exhale. I want you to pant like you are a tiny little dog. Can you feel the larynx rise? Now, I want you to pant like you're a big dog. Can you feel the larynx lower? These are extremes. Our goal is to be in the middle of those extremes. In our straw workout packet, we are including some how-to instructional videos. If you are unsure about this exercise, please refer to that video. When starting with the straw, pick one of the smaller length straws. This is a standard coffee straw size. Make sure your larynx is in its neutral position as referred to earlier. Wrap your lips around it tight. You want to pucker your lips and not stretch them tight. You want to make sure that no air is leaking around and out of your mouth. Now, gently blow air out through the straw in a steady stream. While you're blowing air out, reach up and plug your nose. We need to make sure that air is not escaping out your nose. Okay, now we're ready to talk about size. While you're gently blowing through the straw, I want you to start some easy pitch glides like this. What are you feeling in your throat? Does it feel easy, or do you feel squeeze and strain? If you're feeling tightness and strain, then we need to add to the diameter of the straw. Now, you have two options. You can either get the second smaller straw in the set, or you can grab the longer straw with the larger opening. Repeat the same pitch glides using two straws or going to the longer one. Do either of these feel better? Can you continue the pitch glides without any strain or tension? What you should feel is an opening in the throat, an openness or easy pressure. You should feel absolutely no pain or discomfort. Keep with this diameter of straw for the series of exercises in this packet. When it becomes too easy and you feel like you're just blowing the air, we need to either drop to one straw or replace the larger opening with one that is smaller. Remember that you want to increase the resistance as it becomes more comfortable by choosing the smaller diameter opening. You can also increase the resistance by placing the longer and larger straws in water. You may find out that when you are doing lower pitches and ascend into the higher pitches, that you need to add a second straw the higher you go. If you had a rough vocal session or performance, you may need to start with two straws or the bigger diameter and then work yourself down in diameter as you keep working. Women may need to start with a bigger straw during certain days of the menstrual cycle and then work it down to the smaller size diameter. Your voice will be a moving target all the time, and it's important to play around with the different diameters. Now, if you are feeling that the blowing through the straw is too easy, then make sure that you're using the smallest diameter we have in the kit. If you want to feel more of that back pressure, then gently cover the bottom of the straw with your finger until you feel a comfortable back pressure level in your throat. Okay, let's start with some vocal exercises. Listen to the following scales and vocalize through the straw with them. We'll be playing with range, flexibility, and dynamics. All these examples will be done in a female range. Males, Just listen to the example and know when you go to your packet, it will be in your appropriate range.